where things coincide like that, you know, you can link up two peculiar ideas or two peculiar events, and you can wonder whether there was a major event underlying both of them. One of the areas that has always intrigued me about that, again, a time slip. The two schoolmistresses, Miss Moberly and Miss Jourdain, round about the turn of the 19th to 20th centuries, round about the year 1900, they were visiting the Palace of Versailles in France and were quite convinced that they had experienced a time slip and were seeing perhaps even Marie Antoinette herself. Because when the two ladies described what they'd seen, they said that the area immediately around them, the close environment, was real. They felt that it was normal, solid 3D. But as they looked further out, what they seemed to see was like the painted scenery on the backdrop of a stage, as if something wasn't right. And they got back to our own time, or to their own time, without any misadventures, but their story is an intriguing one. Now, at the same time, there was a lighthouse on the Flannan Isles, just off the coast of Scotland, out on the Atlantic side of Scotland, and three lighthouse keepers vanished. No trace of them ever found.
What do you mean, three separate cases?
Yeah, it was one case, all three men vanished together. The Flannan Isle lighthouse was nearly 200 feet above sea level. And the seven Flannans are made of incredibly hard igneous rock, which is called gneiss, G-N-E-I-S-S, the gneiss granite. And there's almost an unbroken run of Atlantic between America and those islands. And the three keepers worked on a system that you had three men on duty, and a fourth man was on the mainland having a short shore leave. Then he would go back, and one of his buddies would come on.
Right.
The man on shore leave saw that the light was not on, and lighthouse men are very faithful and do their duty well, and because obviously sailors and their lives depend upon the lighthouse. And he finally, when the weather cleared, was able to get out there with a Trinity House lighthouse relief vessel, and the lighthouse door was banging open, and two sets of oilskins had vanished. One set was still hanging on its peg, and of his three friends, there was no sign at all anywhere. Breakfast was laid. It was a little bit like the Mary Celeste mystery, where things had evidently been abandoned or lost suddenly. Breakfast was laid, but uneaten, and their pet parrot was only just alive. He got there in time to save the poor bird, which would otherwise have starved to death. And it's never been satisfactorily explained. Where did those three men go? And there's a strange set of supernatural legends about the Flannan Isles. They're sometimes thought of. There are seven of them, again, which is a significant magical number. And the local people who were steeped in these legends and traditions saw three great grey gulls flying away, and of course the legend was that the men had been turned into seabirds by whatever magical power resented their presence. Now there has to be a rational explanation. I don't think
you would think, but you never know anymore.
No, you don't. But that was at the same time that the ladies were in Versailles, 1,000 miles away.
Uh-huh.
Now, what if, we come back to your great idea, what if there was a major time quake, the equivalent of something on the Earth between the tectonic plates like the San Andreas Fault causing major tragedies when it moves? What if time can do something like that? And the same time quake showed the old ladies the events of 1789 in Versailles, and it snatched these three lighthouse keepers into another time.